Hello, welcome back. Episode number 16. There are two chapters left of the book narration for the podcast. This one is quite a short one. It's called Change. And then we have the last one, which is Create Your Why, Bulletproof Your Mindset, and Become a Winner. Again, not a hugely long chapter. So I'm going to get straight into this one. This one is called Change, and I honestly can't remember what it was about, but the fact that the first line says what it is, which you're going to find out in a minute, obviously, because I'm going to read it, makes me think it could be quite interesting. But I honestly can't remember what I put on there. So here we go. Change. I wasn't going to include this short chapter because I didn't want to put any negative aspect onto weight loss. However, I think it's an area you should certainly be aware of. Some of you may have already experienced this, and how you react is entirely up to you. As you change your habits and your eating habits, your lifestyle and behaviours begin to make changes in your life, you will begin to become different. Your circle of friends or those close to you will begin to see the changes, and unless they are following the same journey as you, it is unlikely they will understand. Unless you educate them, which you can do now. If they are not wanting or willing to change, there is a chance, and I'm not saying it will happen, but there is a chance they will hamper your progress, hopefully not intentionally, but you'll begin to do different things to your friends. Simple things like eating in different places, making different choices, opting to walk places instead of drive. These changes will be noticeable. It may go as far as you changing your friends, something I've regularly seen in the past. As you adopt your new lifestyle, you begin to have things in common with different people. Your circle of friends will likely change as you look to progress and enhance your life. And without sounding too harsh, leave those behind that don't see your same vision. One of the greatest quotes I've ever read, and I regularly find myself referring back to it, not just for weight loss, but for habit building and changing things in life. Change is hard at first, messy in the middle, and gorgeous at the end. This is taken from Robin Sharma's book, The 5 AM Club. At first, I didn't get it. I tried to follow the guidelines in the 5 AM Club, and I'll openly admit I failed. I got up at 5 AM a few times, didn't follow it thoroughly, and gave up. I couldn't see the benefits, the progression, what it was actually doing for me. With all things, if you don't see the benefits, why would you stick to it? So what did I do? I decided the 5 AM Club wasn't for me and stayed in bed longer. Fast forward 6 months, and I changed plan. I created a new club, my club, the 3 AM Club. Don't panic. I'm not asking you to join, but I remembered the quote. I wrote it down. I saw it every single day. And I began my quest to get up at 3 AM. Why? To make time. I rewarded myself and saw the benefits it was giving me being up early. The rest of my day was incredible, purposeful and structured. I was in control of my day, not the other way around. Was it hard at first? Of course it was. Did I struggle? Initially, yes. The hardest part, getting up. But I knew the positives ahead in the day. For me, getting up, moving on to now. I look forward to that alarm. So much so, I often beat it. I wake up at 2:58, only sometimes. But I genuinely and honestly now look forward to being up at that time. The mornings are better than great. There are no distractions. There are no problems at that time. Just on work days. I don't think so. Sunday morning, I'm awake before the birds at 3 AM. That is how attached I become to my 3 AM. You may call it silly. You may call it weird. But one thing you must call it is gorgeous. Finally, I see and understand what Mr. Sharma wanted us to. Change is hard, but stick with it. Nothing worth having ever come easy. Your fat loss journey will not be easy. You will need to break bad habits, routines, and create new ones, long-lasting ones, in order to be successful. Be prepared for change. Don't wait for it. The first thing I'm going to cover here is I don't get up at 3 AM anymore. I do still get up at 5, but no longer 3. When I was writing this book was when I did a very early morning boot camp and I tried to keep it consistent. What I would say is it doesn't matter what time you get up. Do your 8 hours. Do I think you get more done in the morning? Yes, because there's no distractions from everyone else who doesn't get up early. But don't get up early at the... what's the word I'm looking for? Can't remember. as in don't shorten your sleep to less than 8 hours just to get up early. It doesn't work. You'll just be tired. And what that chapter actually reminded me of is there's a little story about a bucket full of crabs, and you'll see if one crab starts to escape, all the other crabs will pull him back in because they don't want him getting out. And it's a bit like that with making changes and becoming healthy. If you've got lots of unhealthy friends, there is a chance that they may, you know, fall into that crab-like story of holding you back. I'd like to think not in this day and age, but I have seen it and heard about it all too often. So like I said, a really short chapter, hopefully one that sort of sticks a little bit, but whatever, don't feel you have to get up at 3 a.m. Once again, thank you for listening. And we have one more chapter left of the book narration. I'll see you on the next one.